Hello and welcome to podcast Pop Culture with Attitude. This is your host, David Snell Howarth, a world-renowned best-selling fantasy author. And with me today is Xavier, president of Republic Rifts and Down Syndrome Hulk. When is that show coming on anyways?
Whenever I can use a
camcorder. You need to speak louder.
Whenever I can use a camcorder.
For Down Syndrome Hulk. Okay. And we have Trinity, who is kind of a guest, but she probably won't say much in this show. How's it going, Trinity?
Pretty good.
Good. All right. So a lot has happened since our last show. The last show we did was the Gallifrey 1 review. And so that show should be coming on. We didn't even put it on yet on the podcast, which is crazy. But we'll get it on there. But a lot has happened, so let's talk about something that everyone's been talking about. Oh, not yet. I don't want to do it. So yeah, here's people get an idea. So everyone knows that Leonard Nimoy passed away from too much smoking. So, do you have anything you need to say about that whole situation?
No.
No?
It's kind of sad.
Before my time.
I guess he boldly went. All right, so Star Trek, Leonard Nimoy passed away, so we're dedicating this show to him.
What about Lynn Broadwin?
Who?
Broadwin.
Who?
Lynn. Just type it in. Come on.
So what were you going to say?
Lynn Broadwin died.
Lynn Broadwin?
I don't know his last name.
Well, if you don't know his last name.
It's not even a guy. L-Y.
Broadman?
Yeah. I think Borden.
No, who are you talking about? What person are you talking about?
I don't know. I saw it on TV. She died on Tuesday.
Someone died on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So what do you want me to put on? Someone died on Tuesday. Okay, who died on Tuesday?
You're so stupid.
I mean, really. Who are you talking who died?
Know how to type?
Yeah. No, seriously, who? I want to know.
P. Try Lynn B. Try press, did you mean Boardman?
No.
Press that.
Who are you talking about?
I don't know the last name!
What show are they on, fool?
I don't know the name of the show. It was on TV.
Oh. I know what you're talking about. The I Dream a Genie show?
Yes.
You're a stupid ass.
You're a stupid
Her
ass.
Her name is not Boardman. Oh my gosh. Alright. Her name is... I can't believe I forgot her name. Is Barbara Eden is her name. You talking about that chick?
No.
Alright. That chick you said died.
No.
Alright. Well, whatever. Alright. So, anyway, Leonard Nimoy passed away. And one of my favorite things about Leonard Nimoy is a single it came out when he was like, I don't know, was 1970s, 60s or something, about Bilbo Baggins. So let's listen to that song because he did more than just Star Trek. So let's listen to... Leonard Nimoy sing Bilbo Baggins. If it goes on. Can you believe he's singing? That's really not singing. I think he thought if he could become a singer, he would get some chicks.
This is stupid. That's embarrassing. Isn't that embarrassing?
He thinks it's cool.
Yeah. Watch this. See, he's probably trying to get all the chicks in the video. Hey, how do I get chicks? I'll do a video. He's all like he's cool. It almost hit him. What's with this? Alright, so that was Bilbo Baggins, Leonard Nimoy singing Bilbo Baggins. So, do you have any parting words about Leonard Nimoy? Anything at all?
Didn't you ask us like 5 minutes ago?
What's like what do you think, like, what was his, your favorite role that he did?
I don't know, I've never seen him in anything.
Star Trek? You never even seen Star Trek? I liked him in Zombies of the Stratosphere, which was his very first role in the 1940s. He played a alien. What about you, Trin?
Star Trek.
Star Trek. Of course, everyone likes Star Trek. So, one thing I want to talk about, because, you know, the Academy Awards happened. You're aware of that?
Yeah.
How come you're not talking?
How come you're asking stupid questions? If you had questions, I had an answer to.
I'm going to bust your ass. Seriously. All right, so let's talk about the winners and losers of the Oscars. Now,
American Sniper should have won.
American Sniper should have won, right. Exactly. And what won? Oh, I got a headache. Ow. So the winner was Birdman, which I heard that movie sucked. Have you seen it? Do you know anything about it?
No.
So American Sniper should have won that. Best Actor, Bradley Cooper from American Sniper should have won that. But it went to that guy, Theory of Everything. It's like, if you get a role where you act like a retard or a handicapped guy, you automatically win the Oscars.
Well, I mean, this Academy Awards is all about the victims, and the one movie about a hero doesn't win.
Right. Because everyone in America is a victim, right? And then Best Actress, I think...
is right there.
Right. Julianne Moore won. I guess we predicted that, didn't we?
No.
I think I did, if you go back to past shows. And then Best Supporting Actor, J.K. Simmons won, the guy from Farmers Insurance. Should have been Robert Duvall, just because he's a big name. And then Best Supporting Actress on a Roll. Was that with Sesame Seeds?
I don't know.
Winner was Patricia Arquette, who's a complete tard and a waste of life. And she's like my bitch of the month because she's a total bitch. In fact, let's listen to her acceptance speech.
Thank you to the Academy, to my beautiful, powerful nominees.
Liar.
To IFC, Jonathan Sarin, John Sloth, Kathleen Sutherland, Molly Madden, David DiCamillo, our whole cast and our crew.
You're dumb.
My boyhood family, who I love and admire, our brilliant director, Richard Linklater, the impeccable Ethan Hawke, my lovelies, Ella Coltrane, Lorelei Linklater, Thomas and Paul, thank you for giving me my beautiful children.
Get lost.
Enzo and Harlow, you're the deepest people that I know. My friends who all work so hard to make this world a better place.
Right,
to
not
my
really.
My parents, Rosanna, Richmond, Alexis, and David.
If you weren't here, it would be a better place.
In the world, Eric White. For the inspiration of living with a genius. to my heroes, volunteers, and experts who've helped me bring ecological sanitation to
the developing... Okay, stop right there. Ecological sanitation? Are you kidding me? What do you... let's make sure we don't crap upstream so when we go downstream we're not drinking our own urine. Give me a break. Everyone knows not to piss or take a dump near a river. That's so stupid. That's my cause, man. Ecological sanitation. And it gets worse.
World with givelove.org. To every woman who gave birth, to every taxpayer and citizen of this nation, we have fought for everybody else's equal rights. It's our time to have wage equality once and for all, and equal rights for women.
Okay, wait. Stop. Okay, number one, she's a millionaire. You make more than I do, bitch. Why don't you give me some of your money from your paycheck? Talk about equality. You're the one making millions. Okay, and then your little hero, Obama. Do you know that the women working on his White House staff make 87% less than the men who work for him? So what about that? And what about Hillary Clinton, whose women who work for her make less than the men who work for her? So... what are you talking about, fool? Okay, number one, you're a millionaire, so why don't you give some of your money back to some of these women you think you are supporting? Women have just as much rights as men do. They're not being kept down. They're not victims, and especially not you, because you're a millionaire. So you're full of S, and you're an idiot.
America.
You're a tard. Yeah, what are you talking about? Yeah, what a tard. She's a millionaire. She's a total millionaire. She's talking about equality, money equality. Give me some of your money then, bitch. Make it equal.
Apparently women are oppressed in America.
Yeah, women are not... actually, they're probably impressed. But give me a break. So, what's your opinion on this, Xavier?
I think she's a retard. Let's send her to the Middle East and she'll know what women oppression is.
Yeah, why don't you go to the Middle East and wear a burqa and where you get beaten up and whipped all the time and raped? How about that? You want that? Go over there. Why don't you talk about women equality over there? You want to know why? Because they'll behead your ass. That's why. You're an idiot. Anything?
She's a tard.
Yeah, she's a tard and a millionaire. And if you want equality, why don't you give us some of your money? Make it equal, huh? I don't think so. I don't think so. You would never give up your money, you stupid bitch. All right. So now that made me mad. So animated feature. Big Hero 6 won for that.
It should have been Lego Movie. It
should have been Lego Movie, but that wasn't even nominated. That was a big mistake, huh?
Just because it's Chinese people. Just because the movie was Chinese people.
So cinematography, Birdman won for that, but it should have been this one, Ida. I saw that movie, and that was a good movie. And then costume design should have been, I don't know, Grand Budapest Hotel. And then directing was Birdman. Give me a break, man. It should have been Clint Eastwood. And the rest is crap. The rest is really crap. I don't know. Yeah.
Music. Those stupid Grand Budapest Hotel.
No.
It is circus music.
Yeah, the music should have been Interstellar. Should have won that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so anything else in regards to the Academy Awards you want to talk about?
I think the Academy Awards is retarded. But I'm happy Selma didn't win anything.
Yeah, well, Selma... I'm surprised people aren't saying the Academy Award.
Why don't we listen to that guy's speech since he thinks more black people were killed?
Oh, that's a great reminder, man. That was hilarious. Who I'm trying to think. Academy Awards.
This is John Legend.
Awards. John Legend. Speech. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Let's hear this. Let's hear this. This was ridiculous and a joke.
So I'd like to thank God that lives in us all. Recently, John and I got to go to Selma and perform Glory on the same bridge that Dr. King and the people of the Civil Rights Movement marched on 50 years ago. This bridge was once a landmark of a divided nation, but now is a symbol for change. The spirit of this bridge transcends race, gender, religion, sexual orientation, and social status. The spirit of this bridge connects the kid from the south side of Chicago, dreaming of a better life, to those in France standing up for their freedom of expression, to the people in Hong Kong protesting for democracy. This bridge was built on hope, welded with compassion, and elevated by love for all human beings. Thank you.
Where was the part where he said that the...
No, wait.
Nina Simone said, it's an artist's duty to reflect the times in which we live. We wrote this song for a film that was based on events that were 50 years ago, but we say that Selma is now because the struggle for justice is right now. We know that the Voting Rights Act that they fought for 50 years ago is being compromised right now in this country today. We know that right now, the struggle for freedom and justice is real. We live in the most incarcerated country in the world.
Okay. We have to stop right here.
No. Let me finish.
Okay, first of all, let's talk about it. These guys didn't even know about a bridge in Selma till they were hired to write the song.
Yeah, I know.
They had no idea it even existed. And then they're talking about standing up for transgender rights, gay rights, all this stuff. That has nothing to do with
black people.
Black oppression. Being black is a race. Being gay is not a race. That's a mental disorder, number one. And then they say the most incarcerated country in the world. Have you been to North Korea? Have you been to the Middle East and Muslim countries where if you say the wrong word, they cut your tongue out? These guys are the biggest doofuses on the planet. John Legend and Common have no idea what they're talking about. They have no idea about history. They had no idea about Selma till they got hired to do the song. They have no concept or no intelligence whatsoever to say that the most incarcerated in the country. First of all, if you're in jail, stop doing freaking crime, idiot. Oh, I'm gonna go rob a liquor store for some cigarettes. Well, yeah, if you do that, you deserve to be in jail, fool.
And then once you put him in jail, it's considered racist.
Right. Oh, because a black person goes to jail, he's racist? No, don't commit a crime, you won't go to jail, fool. You know, and you talk about, oh, it's the most oppressed country. Guess who's president? Obama. Oh, so are you blaming Obama for black people being in jail? Are you blaming Obama for your problems? No, the guy you voted for is the man. So what are you bitching about?
On top of that, he's black too.
Yeah. So what are you bitching about? He's the man. Well, why don't you talk about my oppression, bitch? All right, so let's continue with this. The parakeets are upset too, no doubt.
There are more black men under correctional control today than were under slavery in 1850.
Okay, right. Okay, if that's the case, stop committing crimes. Stop raping. Stop murdering. Stop beating up your mother. Stop driving around Oakland freaking shooting at people. Stop these crimes and you won't go to jail, bitch. What do you think? Oh, I walk down the street, I go to jail. No, bitch. You go to jail because you committed a crime. You know, your name is Common. You got no common sense, bitch. Oh, so let's continue on. Okay, number one, no one's marching with your song. Nobody's marching with your song. Nobody's heard your frickin' song except who saw the movie. The movie didn't make nothing, which means nobody saw it. So nobody heard your song, and nobody cares. And you're a liar, and you're stupid. You have no knowledge of history. You never knew what Selma was until you got hired to do the movie. To say there's more black people in jail, well, if there is, it's because they committed a crime. So to stay out of jail, stop committing a crime. Got it? Anything else you want to say?
No, I think you covered it.
Yeah. So, Common, bitch,
I'm putting it out there. I hope you listen to this podcast. Guess what? You got no common sense, bitch. And you want to come talk to me? I'll meet you face to face. Common's got no common sense. That's the line of the day. Done. Boom. All right. So I'm glad we talked about the Academy Awards. That's funny. So, you know, what has happened with you this week? Talk to me. What's been going on? I mean, you're the People Magazine guy of...
You're the Entertainment Magazine
guy. I'm the Entertainment... Trinity, what's going on? So, okay, you're the People Magazine expert, okay? So, is there anything that's happened in the recent?
No, People Magazine.
Yeah, well, that's what we talk about.
It's retarded because every time I look at it, it's always about someone's new outfit. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
The year's hottest red carpet looks. No one cares.
Mm-hmm. You don't think so? You don't think women care about
award that? Season special? Well, I mean, if they cared about, wouldn't they watch the before Oscar ceremony?
Well, they do, don't they? No? Women don't watch that?
They do, but apparently they need a magazine for this.
You think you see it once, that's it, right?
Yeah. That's all you need. And it's got, like, the people who won. It's got, what oldest person looked the best? Who wore the best makeup? It's retarded.
What oldest person looked the best?
Yeah. Betty White was involved. But
Betty White was on there?
People Magazine, people are stupid.
The whole magazine's stupid?
The whole magazine's stupid. People who read People Magazine are stupid.
Okay. So, what was I going to say? Oh, man. Has anyone seen that movie Chappie?
No.
Nope. No? Okay.
Chapped lips.
Susie Chapstick. Alright, so we have...
I got chappy lips.
We have something kind of a little special today.
Oh, no.
You know, because here's the... We were sitting in the car, and John Cougar Mellencamp came on this song. And we like to do, like, song parodies in the car. And we were listening to the song Hurt So Good by John Mellencamp. And it was hilarious, what we were singing. And, you know, people who get on us, oh, you can't talk like that. You know, that's a bad thing to say. It's called comedy. It's called satire. Can't you have a little fun? I mean, joking around. I mean, that's why people like Dennis Miller and Chris Rock don't do concerts at colleges anymore. Because people get all sensitive. Stop being so sensitive and just enjoy the laughter. Oh, that's another news. Can you believe Dennis Miller canceled his show?
Why?
He said he didn't want to do it anymore. Can you believe that? That was like, besides this show, that was one of the best shows on radio. So that's actually a news break because nobody knows about that. So Dennis Miller, his show is ending, his radio show, and that hasn't been announced yet, so I'm kind of leaking it out. So it's kind of a, you know, breaking news. So we're going to do this karaoke. Hurt So Good. You want to do this karaoke? But we're going to do it in the words that we used. Okay? Can you read the words? Okay. Okay, hold on. Doesn't have his voice in there, does it?
Not yet.
You can sing too, children.
No.
Stop it.
There's only us two who did it.
When I was a young boy, said put away those young boy ways. Now that I'm getting older, so much older, I long for those boy. Okay, stop. I'm stopping the song. When we're singing this, imagine, like, us singing have, like, Nazi uniforms on. Like, you know, Germany, Nazi... Okay, just think of it that way, okay? It's just... The visual's hilarious. Okay. Long boy days with a girl like you. With a girl like you. Lord knows there are things we can do, baby. Just me and you. Come on and make it hurt. Hurt so Jew. Come on, baby, make it hurt so Jew.
Sometimes love don't feel like it should. You make it hurt so, Jill. In a concentration camp, you gotta visualize that. Don't have to be so exciting. Just tried to give myself a little bit of fun, yeah. You always look so inviting. You ain't as green as you are young. Hey baby, it's Jill. Oh, come on girl, now it's Jill. Sink your teeth right through my bones, baby. Let's see what we can do. Come on and make it hurt. Hurt so Jew. Come on baby, make it hurt so Jew. Sometimes love don't feel like it should. You make it hurt so Jew. Oh, my hands hurting from laughing. I ain't talking about big deals. I ain't made no plans myself. I ain't talking no high heels. Maybe we could walk around all day long. Can you imagine walking around? Look, so you can imagine he's walking around the concentration camp in a circle. All right, hold on. All day long. Or ouch. This is like my back of my head hurts because I'm laughing too much. Hurt so Jew. Come on baby, make it hurt so Jew. Sometimes love don't feel like it should. You make it hurt so Jew. Hurt so Jew. Come on baby now. Come on baby, make it hurt so Jew. Sometimes love don't feel like it should. You make it hurt so Jew. All right, look at that. We did the whole song. Hurt so Jew. Woo, that was good. Boy, that song goes on forever. Ow. Do we have to listen to the rest of the song?
No.
All right, that was good. That was good. Oh, my head hurts from that. All right, so that was our little John Cougar Mellencamp karaoke. And people, you know, they've thought, hey man, the show wasn't on last week or last Saturday or whatever. We've decided, since it's a podcast, we'll just do the show whenever we want. And you just check the podcast and it'll be there. Boom, that's it. I'm going to England for next weekend, so we might not get a show, but you can listen to reruns. And find a different show. So let's talk about conventions. Ow. You're killing me. Well, let's not talk about conventions now. Get out of here. So,
there's no conventions.
The cheat sheet for shows this week. We're going to talk about that, right? And Monday, March 9th, we have Bates Motel, which is on 9 to 10 on A&E. The Bachelor, The Return, or Jane the Virgin. What's your pick?
It's all crap.
I'll pick The Return on A&E between 10 and 11. Okay. Tuesday, you have Powers, which is streaming on PlayStation Network. Did you know that? PlayStation has their own TV shows now?
Yeah.
You knew that?
Xbox has their own TV shows.
You can't even talk. So,
I said Xbox has their own TV shows too!
Wolf Cop DVD or The Sound of Music?
Wolf Cop? Or wait, what'd you
say? Wolf Cop, yeah.
Oh,
he's a cop who's a wolf. So and he's a wolf who's a cop.
Oh, wow.
He's multi-talented.
Impressive.
Yeah, I heard they're gonna do like Wolf Criminal, but it wasn't working out. So just Wolf Cop.
They couldn't find a black guy for it.
Oh, hear that, Common? Commonly known as you're a bitch, Common. All right. So Wednesday, we have The Americans on FX, The 100 on the CW, Blackish on the ABC, and American Canvas on Ovation.
Canvas.
Well, I'm the one talking here, so.
American Canvas.
Okay. So what's it going to be?
The Americans.
The Americans. I think the Americans, too. That's a good one. All right, so now we go to Thursday.
Thursday.
March 12th.
You may sound all depressing. Thursday, March 12th.
Okay, so we have The Big Bang Theory on CBS.
Shoot that guy.
Seriously, what's that guy's name?
I don't know. I don't care.
Pelvis? What's his name?
That Pelvis guy? Thrust? I don't know. He's on every HP commercial. And yeah, he's a guy. That
guy's dumb.
He has a punchable face.
I agree. Scandal on ABC?
Sounds like a black show.
Scandal, sure. And then The Blacklist, which is NBC.
The Blacklist.
I'm going to pick Blacklist, too. So when we say this is what we choose, you people listening, that's what you got to watch that week. Because we know what's better for you. Friday, March 13th. Friday.
The 13th.
Cinderella.
Cinderella? Was
the movie.
Was she rated to Jason Derulo?
And it has the blonde chick from Downton Abbey.
Downton Syndrome sucks.
And then also It Follows. It's a movie coming out. And then Run All Night with Liam Neeson. Dude, that guy comes out of the movie every weekend.
Oh, did you hear what he said about...
Oh, he's so stupid.
Well, Taken 3, where he said he's against guns. And then he makes a movie, Run All Night, where he's using like 80 guns.
I know. He's a hypocrite. And then Home Sweet Hell. You know what? I'm going to go on a limb here. I'm going to pick Cinderella.
You're gay.
Just because it has a hot blonde in it, man.
You're a homo.
Okay. Okay.
I'll pick Run All Night.
Saturday, the 14th of March.
The 14th.
We got... In an Instant, ABC.
In an Instant?
Yeah, and then VH1 Classics, The Metal Show.
VH1's good.
Yeah, and then Jay Moore, Happy and a Lot on Showtime.
What?
I don't know, it's some comedy show. I'm going to pick In an Instant.
Yeah, I'll pick that.
In an Instant. And then Sunday, the 15th of March, we have The Royals.
I hate that show.
Have you ever seen it?
No, it looks retarded. There's an advertisement like every magazine for it.
That's true.
It's called, what is it? It's like, their logo is Anarchy and the Monarchy. That's their logo for the show.
That's so dumb. That's dumb. I'm agreeing.
Yeah, it's dumb.
And then we have Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Fox, yeah. And then... And then we have Jinx on HBO.
Jinx. Oh.
And then we have Breaking Borders on the Travel
Breaking
Channel.
Breaking Borders. Sounds like the U.S. border.
Yeah, isn't that like a bunch of Mexicans come over and break the border?
I think it's just a fat chick in a minivan who's pregnant with like 80 kids and like tries to sneak through the border with a minivan and give birth to him in the van.
Right.
That's the life of them in a van. Right. They're all squished.
But you don't know yet.
She eats a couple babies.
What? Not yet. Not what's not
racist
yet.
Racist jokes.
What?
Racist.
Oh, yeah. You want to do some racist?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen. Last time we did what? Mexican jokes. So we had to spread the wealth around. You know what? I've never typed on Google white jokes. Is there any white jokes that exist? That is a good question. Do white jokes exist? Well, let's find out right now. because I've never heard a white joke before. So.
I haven't either.
here we go.
Dave Chappelle.
Anything with Dave Chappelle is good. Yeah. Dave Chappelle's good. 20 most funny white jokes. Okay. What did the white woman do after she spilled hot coffee on her legs? File a lawsuit. That's not that funny. Okay. Number two. A white guy doesn't want to be disturbed. Unless Disturbed comes out with a new album. That's stupid. All right. Why don't people tell white jokes? They want to keep their jobs. Okay, that's funny. Okay, so that's good. So I guess the white jokes really aren't that funny except for that one. So let's spin the wheel of race. And hey, that is good.
Let's do a Muslim joke.
Okay, hold on. Let's figure this out here. This is a good thing of the show. I just made it up. Wow, that is good. So, let's spin the wheel of race.
and see what race it comes down to. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's, Trin, grab the wheel. No. Let's do it one more time, Trin. All right. Spin the wheel really hard this time, Trin. Okay, it lands on Chinese jokes. All right, Trin, very good. So that's good. So, all right. So we're gonna delve into some Chinese jokes. Here we go. And you people can join along. The wheel of race. We got to remember that for every time. Okay. Hold on. I was in London the other day when I got mugged by two Chinese guys. The police have narrowed it down to 45,000 suspects. Narrowed it down, stupid. As a photographer, imagine my daylight.
My delight.
Okay. As a photographer, imagine my delight when I got a job to photograph pupils at a predominantly Chinese school. I made a fortune and only had to take one photo. Let me find. Okay, this Chinese chap, you can tell these are all British guys. A Chinese chap goes into a bank to change some currency. After receiving his money, he asks, "How come I came in here with same amount of money as yesterday, but today I get less yuans in return?" The banker says, "Fluctuations?" The Chinese guy replies, "Fluck you blittish too?" That wasn't funny. All right. Did you hear about the look-alike competition in China? Everybody won. Oh, that's funny. Did you hear about the look-alike contest in China? Everybody won. That's hilarious. Okay. Since there are more Chinese people than any other race on Earth, does that mean they have normal eyes and we have big, crazy, googly ones? That's interesting. Okay, one more. Is anyone else collecting the Panini stickers for the Chinese Football League? I really need to do some swaps with someone, as every packet I've bought so far contain the same effing players. Yeah, that's not funny. Let's see. Have you ever tried to play the Chinese version of the board game Guess Who? It's freaking impossible. They all look the same. Okay. Oh, here's one more. I love having a Chinese girlfriend. When she walks in on me, oh, never mind. I can't say that on the radio. So anyways, the Chinese jokes were good this week. So remember, the wheel of race for the next Chinese or the next wheel next thing that we do. I'm all confused now, but you know what this means. The Hulk is crying. But let's talk about some convention news. CampbellCon just announced John Provost will be at CampbellCon, who was played in Lassie, the TV show, and was on the Bing Crosby show, actually. And then Kathy Garver, who the Spider-Man and his amazing friends, and she played Firestar, and she was in the Ten Commandments with the great legendary Charlton Heston. And CampbellCon is really the only convention you need to know about. So if you are a vendor, get your table quick. It's really selling out fast. If you want to go, get your tickets. It's selling out fast. You just go to CampbellCon.com. And go to Access Mail on Meridian and Foxworthy. I'm sure they'd love to see you there for all their postal needs. Anything you want to close with, Xavier?
No, nothing to close with.
Anything you want to close with, Trin?
Oh, yeah, I want something to close with. Where are my chicken strips?
You're dumb.
You owe me chicken strips.
What about you, Trin?
Bye.
$5
for chicken
strips. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bring me $5 for chicken strips.
Okay. The show's over. Your final word?
Chicken strips. I want my damn chicken strips.
Okay.
That you owe me.
All right. You got some DQ today. Alright, final words. Everyone goodbye. Hopefully we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
How about DQ stand for dumb queer?
And we'll see you all next week.
Is that Lou for Nigga?
Good night, everybody.